And at this time, Pastor Nash, it's all you.
Praise God. We thank God for Pastor Horace and Macedonia Baptist Church. It's a privilege and a pleasure for us to do this according to God's will. And we're just so thankful. I'm going to ask my wife if she will come just right quickly. We're dealing with a couple of things too, and give us a verse and a of a song right quick. They say first lady, but my only lady, Sister Michelle Nash. She's going to come at this time.
Just want to say praise God, thank God for you, your 12th year anniversary, Pastor and First Lady, Macedonian, and church family. Oh Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hand have made, I see the stars and I hear the rolling thunder. Thy power throughout the universe display. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art.
God bless you.
Amen. Once again, we greet you in his holy name. Let us pray. Gracious God, our Father, we come now and this moment, this time to thank you for the bountiful blessing, the wonderful thing you have allowed us to do with technology. We thank you now for this opportunity to come and to encourage Macedonia and to encourage Pastor Horace according to thy will and thy purpose. We pray now you will use me in thy service. Remove this earthly understanding and allow your Holy Spirit to grab a hold and allow it to come forth like a mighty rushing wind. Allow us to receive it according to thy will. These blessings we ask in Jesus' name and for our sake we pray. Amen. Amen. Today, we look at the scripture, your theme, taken from Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Just for a few moments, sticking with your theme, we've come this far by faith. And I shared with Pastor Horace earlier that this scripture and verse and chapter was embedded into my brothers and I at Mount Zion in Canton, Mississippi, when we attended Bible study many, many years ago as young children. And this was one of the main scriptures that we use for our theme. To the Father of our universe, heaven and earth, the ruler and super ruler of all mankind, we thank him today for this opportunity to come and share a word. To the angel of Macedonia Baptist Church family, Pastor William A. Harsh Jr., we greet you in his holy name. In this great celebration of 12 years of existing and laboring as a church, some call this church many times over, they call it in the Greek language, the ekklesia, called out from the world by God, the body, that of Christ, that which sets up on a hill and letting its light shine so men will see thy works. Macedonia and to Pastor Horace, too much to you and knowing how to that the moment of time will come when you have to stand alone. The church has always stood. We bless and God has blessed according to thy riches in glory. To Zion, the utmost, you have to hold on to God's unchanging hand. Hebrew chapter 11, verse 1 tells us, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. The results of faith in the language of the Greek, they call the pistis, an assurance of belief. It is the declaration of righteousness and the ability to look to the heavenly city of God. It is the substance which describes the relationship of Christ, which is the evidence indicating an inner conviction that is not based on visible matters. That's why the church has come this far by faith. Jesus moved so the church, the ecclesia, could come on the day of Pentecost. In the language of the Greek, the petikaios, preserved and Passover for the Passover was the celebration on the fifth day became the local assembly and believers as well as the redeemed of all ages who followed Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. That brought you, Macedonia, this far by faith. Acts chapter 2, verse 1, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord and one place. The evidence of the Pentecost, which make the formal and public beginning of the church, involved a number of supernatural phenomena. These include the rush of the violent winds from heaven, also included the tongues from flame of fire, the infilling of the Holy Spirit, and speaking in languages as the Spirit gave believers the ability to do so. Amen. The church, the ecclesia, has always been challenged by many and say many over and over again. So many, Pastor, we don't sometimes remember how many times we've heard people say, Brother Pastor, I can't see that. Well, God did not give them that overseeing capability. Pastors have dreams and vision that the Lord gives according to his will to lead the people to deeper depth and higher height. Can I get a witness here? That's why, Macedonia, you come this far by faith. Macedonia, in order for you to move on, you have to acknowledge God in all thy ways and recognize that God is the one who works in our lives of the members in the church with power, wisdom, goodness, and justice. That's how you know you come this far by faith. Macedonia, you will continually move on when you keep learning how to acknowledge God with faithfulness. It is our guidebook to God's plan by growing in wisdom. Macedonia, to acknowledge God in all your ways, you must allow the Bible to transform the saints and the body of Christ in believers without any doubt. Can I get a witness here? Because we know that when doubt sets in, that's nothing but the assurance of Satan trying to work his work. But God sent us to work the work of him who sent us. A major part of acknowledging God in all your ways is not to allow or for the logistics of self-definition, a rule sharing without Heavenly Father's assign. The joy, the fears, the goal, the desire, the fulfillment, the failure, the church, we cannot hide our thoughts from God. And we should not even try, but we worship him. We thank him for the blessing and trial because he will work all things together for the good and you that are able and continually love the Lord. That's why the church is able to come this far by faith. Well, Jesus said in Matthew 16:18, and I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. That's why we as the body of baptized believers in Christ Jesus, we've come this far by faith. Pastor Williams, Jesus said unto you and all the elders that took on the assignment of being the overseer, he said, feed my sheep, feed my goats, feed my lamb, feed my saints, feed those that ain't. He said to you, preach the word, be instant in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort to all long-suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not want to endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers of itching ears. Well, we know sometime when it comes to the church, we know that people want to hear a good sermon. When you come to the teaching of how that sermon affect them in their life, they want to turn away and hear those good, solid things that make them feel good. But when it comes to the church, we know there's some not so feel good that might come along when it comes to be a true believer in Christ Jesus. And when those things arise in our life, we know it's not so easy to hold on, but you must hold on to God's unchanging hand so that you'll understand you didn't come this far by faith by yourself. Can I get a witness here? I don't know about you, but I know I didn't do it on my own. It was all the hardship and the sacrifice and believing in the true and only God above that we come this far by faith. The church itself is not in the building. The church is in the heart of all mankind that believe in the true and living God. Well, I got to close you now because we understand how God wants us to live by faith. We got to know that everything we see sometimes not where it should be, but when we believe and know that God is still on the throne, he can move a mountain out of the way. Every now and then, the church began to go up the rugged side of the mountain. But church, hold on to God's unchanging hand. Coming up on the rough side, you'll come down on the smooth side if you hold on to God's unchanging hand. So you have to trust in the Lord with all thine heart and don't lean to your own understanding. But in all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct thy path. We come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord. Macedonia, your burden with him became the church blessing. Can I get a witness here? Macedonia, your shame with him became the church sunshine. Can I get a witness there? Macedonia, your loneliness with him became the church of love, the church that beyond all surpasses understanding. Macedonia, your guilt with him became the church glory. Oh, my Lord, his glory became all over the land and the country. Macedonia, the foolishness with him became witness and wisdom from above. God is all the witness that we need. Macedonia, your inheritance, heartaches and headaches with him became your hallelujah. When you looked around and see how far that the Lord God have brought you over the stony, rocky mountain, and every now and then your days got a little dark and couldn't see on the other side, but you held on to God's unchanging hand. That's why you're able to go on and come this far by faith. And I can remember when I was a little child, every now and then I would look back along the dusty road, but I had somebody holding on to my hand, and we didn't realize how far we had come. But I want you to know, when you're holding on to God's hand, you can look back and see that you come this far by faith. You know, down that road, and you will come up on a house every now and then, or somebody that's lived along that road. On this road to heaven, you will come along a few more houses that you don't realize that God has got on the side. You got a few more saints with the Holy Spirit of God, the church inside of that house. And every now and then, you'll be able to bring that house in to the body of Christ. And that's how you come this far, by faith, leaning on the Lord and not your own understanding. Come on, every now and then, road might get a little rough. It might get a little rocky. The storm clouds arise, but behind every dark cloud, there's a silver lining. So Macedonia, hold on. God's unchanging hand. Hold on. And don't let go. Hold on until you say, servant, well done. Because Jesus, he gave his life for his church out there on Calvary Mountain, on Golgotha Hill. They raised him up above the earth, and he drawed all men unto him. They laid him in the barbed tomb, but 3 days later, he rose with all power in his hand. Jesus Christ, God's only son, Mary, little bit old baby, came into this world to die for my sin, and I'm glad about it. Aren't you glad?
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Aren't you glad? Macedonia, you come this far by faith, leading on the Lord. God bless you.
Amen.
God keep you. It's our prayer.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Come on, let's give God some praise.
Amen.
What a word.
Amen.
What a word. Blessings, blessings, blessings unto you,
yes.
Pastor Nash, for that powerful word.
Yes, sir, yes,
we come this far by faith, leaning and trusting in the Lord. That as we continue to trust him, he will order our steps and guide our path.
Yeah.
I had shared with the church on this morning that we have to be content on our circumstances.
Yes, no.
We don't like where we're at oftentimes. We don't know sometimes which way we're going.
Yes.
But if we would just continue to trust, lean on the Lord, and acknowledge him. We just can't trust him and just lean on him. We have to lean and trust and acknowledge him. He will show us the way, even if it's on the rough side of the mountain.
Yes.
Praise be to God for that word.
We
appreciate it. Food for thought and food for the soul that will enlighten our spirit and take us to better betters and higher heights. What a privilege and an honor as a pastor, and I got several here to extend the invitation. I'm going to ask the favor of my brother and my friend who chimed in, Pastor Albert Bolden. Amen. He is my brother. Mm. And I want him to give the invitation, if he would not mind. I am so grateful that he is here. He is the proud pastor of the Lawrence Memorial Church, Zion, AME Zion. So we are privileged to have him here. Pastor Bolden, can you just give the invitation?
Amen. First, I want to apologize for coming on late. This is probably the very first time I've been late for a church service in over 20 years. I apologize, but I did make my way and was able to get connected to be a part of this great celebration of 12 years. And it's so good to see my brother and my friend and his lovely wife, Linda, celebrating. And they haven't stopped smiling since I came on. I know they're not smiling at me, they smile at everybody. So just good to see them being happy. Thank you for that powerful message. It's, I got the, I received what I heard and I was blessed by it. And I just want to say thank you for being here for my brother and blessing us with the word of God. With that, I am really going to ask if there's anybody here this afternoon who doesn't know where they will spend eternity. And is there anybody here who doesn't know Christ for themselves? It can be a process, and it is a process of developing a relationship with Christ, because he's the only one that can save us from our sins. And he's done that by giving his life up first. So if there's anybody who doesn't know where you will spend eternity, I would like to help to get you there so that you can, your name can be written in the book of life. Looks like everybody knows where they're going to go when we leave this place called Earth. And then one of the most important parts of the of this part of the service that I always get excited about, I'm even more excited today. And I don't know who's members and who's not, so I'm treating everybody like everybody's a guest. And that simply is this, is that if there's anybody here this afternoon who doesn't have your own church home, it's very important that each person in life has someone that has their back. It's important that you have a pastor for yourself. You know, mama may have, papa may have, but God bless the child that has his own. There's Amen. Nothing more rewarding, nothing more comforting than to know for yourself, outside of having Christ and being saved, that you are under a covering of a pastor. And my brother and my friend, if there's any pastor here in the East Valley or the West Valley of Arizona, he is more than able, more than just qualified to become your father in the faith, your father in the ministry. If I was to suggest any church here in Arizona, I would always suggest this great church, Macedonia. Not just because of the great name it has, not because of who they follow, but the pastor, William Horace, is a man after God's own heart.
Amen. And
I know he's not going to be mad at me. I'm going to speak for him. You know, if you're looking for a church home, if you're looking for a pastor and a first lady, the Horaces is that they will love you to death. They will be with you in the middle of the fire. They'll be right there. They'll be with you in the middle of no matter what you're experiencing in life, no matter what the situation comes up, and everything comes up every single day in someone's life. This is a pastor and first lady that love the Lord, and they will love you just as much.
Amen.
And with that, is there anybody here who doesn't have a church home? Everybody's smiling, so everybody has a church home. Amen.
Amen.
And then the third one is simply, is there anyone here in need of prayer? Prayer is our greatest weapon. The power of prayer breaks all yokes.
Yes.
All yokes. Because no one is above Satan speaking or whispering in their ear.
Amen.
The greatest antidote outside of Jesus is prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's okay with Pastor Horace. I'm just going to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we just want to say thank you, Father God,
yes,
for mercy and grace, Lord. You didn't have to do it, but you did. Amen. You blessed this church. You blessed this pastor and first lady, his congregation, Father God, for 12 years, Father God. And we're so grateful, Father, that you saw fit to bless them to still be standing in 2021, Father God. Yes. We've been so much, Father God. Money. Some of us have lost loved ones. Some of us have lost employment. Some of us have lost our homes, our vehicles, our health care. Father God, when we lost loved ones, or when we watch loved ones suffer before you brought them home, Father God. I'm just asking you, Father God, to touch each and every one of us, Father God, with your finger of love, Father God. Touch us from the oldest to the youngest and the youngest to the oldest. Lord, forgive us of our sins.
Yes, Lord. Keep
striving, Father God, to be holy. You're only asking us to be strive to be holy, Father God. Help us with our unbelief this afternoon. And help us, Father God, to trust and lean and depend on you, Father God, because you are the author and finisher of our faith, Father God. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning and the end. You're the every land. You're everything to us, Father God. You're even the A, Father God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Touch the person today, right now, Lord, who wasn't able to put their hand up and say that I need prayer. I didn't lose my job, but I need prayer.
Yes.
I still have my home. I still have somewhere to lay my head, but I still need prayer, Father God. Yes. So Lord, touch that individual. You know who they are right now, Father God.
Yes.
Reach out, wrap your loving arms around that person, Father God, and let them know that you would never leave them nor forsake them. Right now, Lord, we just want to say thank you for the preacher and the blessed word that we brought forth. Thank you, Father God, for my brother and my sister, Father God. Without a shadow of a doubt, you know all by yourself that they love you, Father God. Continue to rain down a fresh anointing on the Macedonian church, Pastor Horace and his lovely wife, First Lady Linda Horace, and the Macedonian family. This is our prayer in the matchless name of Jesus the Christ.
In Jesus' name.
Let the church say amen.
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 I want to thank my brother and my friend and to his wife. I call her Lady B, but Lady Yolanda, they are a blessing to us. And Pastor, the check's in the mail. I got you. Check's in the mail for all that kind words you said on my behalf. I thank you for that. Again, what a blessing.
Yes.
Again, yes. This has been unusual. But sometimes the unusual has just an anointing effect to be relevant even today. You know, we would love to be in person. We would love to be in a building. We would love to be able to congregate in physically in person and love up on one another and receive what the Lord has given. But praise be to God that even in the midst of uncertainty, God is still real.
Amen.
Still relevant. So I give all praise and honor and glory to my Father, who is truly, truly blessing me and blessing Macedonia Baptist Church. And listen, we are right now a church spiritually and literally a church without walls.
Amen.
But to God be the glory.
Amen.
That we have come this far by faith, that he is going to guide us, lead us, and direct us to higher heights and deeper depths so that we can do the kingdom business and the kingdom building that he has called us to do for so long. And this goes for all of us. You know, this goes for all of us that we have been so comfortable in just doing religion. That God is now doing a new thing. When you look at that scripture and say, I'm about to do a new thing, he is doing a new thing, and he is now making himself real and relevant so we can be reliable witnesses and a living testimony to proclaim his gospel and proclaim his word. And so I'm thankful for Pastor Nash, this lady, myself. We bless y'all. It was a pleasure and a privilege when we met you some 2 years ago. We was actually supposed to be with them last year for their anniversary, their church anniversary in Chicago, but COVID did not allow it. But I can tell you that if the Lord say the same, we're going to see y'all very, very soon.
Praise God.
Spend that time with you and your church, because we just have this connection. As soon as I met him, the Spirit of the Lord was right there as well as his lovely wife. And so we're looking forward to us being able to congregate and see each other again. To all of the special guests, I don't know you. I can't see all of your names, but I want you to know something. I love you.
Yes.
And you can't do nothing about it, so you might as well accept it. That's how we roll here at Macedonia Baptist Church. If you are a born-again believer, and you love God,
I see you back behind me now.
We are definitely in love with you, and we pray blessings over you.
You were saying they were on at 2 p.m.
And we thank God for Reverend Samuel Giles speaking up. Amen. Mm-hmm. I think he wanted.
Hey, God bless.
But Reverend Giles is here, my brother, also in the ministry, and we praise God for him and his lovely wife. Amen. But listen,
bless you. Bless you.
Any further, I know he's not going to do it, but I'm going to try him anyway. But the founder of Macedonia Baptist Church is here in the house, and Macedonia would not be here if it had not been for God leading, guiding, and directing him to move him out of his comfort zone to do some uncomfortable things in the name of the Lord. So, Reverend Haddock, do you want to say anything? Anything?
Let me thank God for each of you present this lovely day, amen, as Macedonia celebrate 12 years. God's blessings being poured out on her. Certainly, I'm thankful to God for Reverend Horse and his wife, Sister Linda, and to this pastor, Pastor Nash, for the word that we received, to my other preaching brothers, to the Macedonia family and friends. I'm just delighted and excited about what God is still doing in the land. Amen. When I look around and see all that's going on around us and in us with all that we've been through with the pandemic and all, I just see God's hand at work. I see God's hand continuously. Yes, working. I've struggled all day. I don't know if you can see my eyes or not, but looking at my phone or looking at the computer, my eyes, I've had cataract surgery. And I'm having problems with focus. And so now my eyes are swollen. And I'm just grateful anyway. I've shut my eyes a little bit, and I've listened intentively. And so I just thank God for just being a part of today. Thank God for each and every one.
Amen.
Bless you. Amen. And may God continue to bless Macedonia. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
We love you, Pastor Haddock, and we are grateful for all that you have done on behalf of the Macedonia family. I'm shocked Reverend Haddock even has anything to say. Normally he won't. He's just going to ride on into the sunset. So we praise God for him. It is a privilege and an honor to have our ministerial staff and our deacon staff. We have our assistant pastor, evangelist Mamie Sargent. Please wave your hand, evangelist.
Okay. That's that hat on.
And evangelist Tiffany, evangelist Tiffany. Amen.
If amen. You
chime in and bring her hand. Amen. She says she can't wait. Turn on the video, but she's right there. Amen. To our chairman of Deacon Board, amen. Chairman of the Deacon Board, Deacon Phil, amen. And to all of these beloved members here at Macedonia Baptist Church. Let me tell y'all, these last couple weeks have been trying.
Yes.
I have been, the Spirit has been moving upon me and has been struggling with all kinds of things coming into my mind, into my head, and but today was a confirmation for me that that Jesus is real.
Yes.
God is faithful.
Yes.
And the love of Macedonia will always exist.
Amen.
And so I want my beloved Macedonia family to know that we are still on fire.
Yes.
And we are still relevant.
Yes.
We still got work to do.
Amen.
And Macedonia ain't going nowhere.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Amen.
No weapons formed against us shall prosper.
Amen.
No building is going to stop us.
Amen. All right. Amen.
No devil is going to kind of deter us.
All right.
Amen.
And as I always say, and I'm going to say it right now, the devil going to have to get the hell out of here. Somebody say
amen. Amen.
Amen. That's where he belongs, right?
Yeah,
so each and every one of you, I pray blessings over each and every one. Again, we thank Pastor Nash for that powerful and mighty word.
Amen.
Can't wait to see you in person. We'll talk in a couple days. We'll talk in a couple days. But again, blessings to each and every one of you. And I love you. And as I always say, be blessed and be a blessing. Because better, you better know it, because he's able. At this time, if Pastor Nash would give us final remarks and the benediction, I am ready to eat.
Always.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We are so thankful, and I want to thank my wife, first lady and only Lady Michelle, and she's got double duties, been had double duties for quite a while since the pandemic. And I thank God for the double duties that she's always done to help our church, to enhance our church. And there are quite a few members and friends and family that's listening in Macedonia, all over, down to Mississippi and down further. I saw my oldest brother, Deacon Ralph Nash, and his wife. I saw them on the Zoom as well. He's the chairman of our deacon board, and she is the chairman of our trustees. So we thank God for them and others that's on that I don't see, but it was a privilege and a pleasure and a privilege to share with you. We had so much fun with and knowing Pastor Horace while we were out there and visit with the church prior to Sister Ivy being called home. We just enjoyed that day, and we just connected by the Spirit of God. And God willed it so that this would happen today. You see, there's no timing with God. It's God's timing is his timing. And it was time for us to do what we're doing today. And we're so happy and elated. And if he don't change, we'll be back next year, same time, same station, same Zoom now that we have.
Amen.
God bless you. The church will march on and continually to march on because God said, upon this rock, so it's not the Vallejo rock, it's the Petros rock, it's the solid rock that the church will stand. Amen.
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 If nothing else, God bless you. Let us pray. Gracious God, we come this moment in time over this airway to thank you for your blessing through the video and audio that you've allowed us to connect so many miles and thousands of miles apart, but yet so close, and allowed us to have worship service and praise be given unto you for the church that's marching on. We pray now for Pastor Horace and the church family and the community. We pray for kingdom building, church family, and the community, that we will continue to hold on to your unchanging hand. Bless us and strengthen us and keep us now, Father. Then make us a blessing to someone else. Now the love of Christ to the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide until we meet again. Let every heart say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. God bless you. We love you with the love of Christ.
Amen.
Amen. God bless y'all.
Bless you.
right, all right. God bless y'all.
Bless you, Pastor.
Hey, always know that Jesus will.
Yes, he will.
We'll see us through. All you got to do is hold on to God's unchanging hand.
I know that's right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bless you all.
Happy 12th.
Yeah.
I thought it was 3 o'clock. Oh man.
Missing and still be dancing, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Sure. What a blessing.
Amen.
Man, you preached the word, man. You almost had me jump out of my seat.
Praise God.
I heard you go back to Mississippi. I heard you go back to Mississippi.
Can't help it. That's those roots.
Hey, that's the way to do it. That's the way to do it. I didn't know if my assistant pastor, if she was going to start, you know, chiming in, you know what I mean? But man, what a word, man. We really, really needed to hear that. We've been blessed this morning and on today. With what I did on the devotion, what Dr. Allen did in the morning, and what you did this afternoon, it just all came. He's like, that's the Trinity right there, Lord, because that was just, it was a timely word, a necessary word, and I think that you definitely blessed me with some, certainly with some confirmation on some decision making that I had to do. But I do know this, I know that God is faithful, and I know that he's definitely able, and so we're looking for great things for what the Lord is going to do, not only these 12 years, but the next 12 years, you know what I mean?
Great, so, God.
But listen, man, if you ever need us, man, all you have to do is just call upon us, man. We're here for you, and certainly, we've been wanting to go to Chicago, so...
Yes.
So we can't wait, you know, to make that trip, you know what I mean? So hopefully it'll be before the wintertime.
Amen. Amen. Looking forward to it. Praise God. Just, you know, keep us in the church in prayer. Next month on the third Sunday, we'll be having our pastor anniversary.
Okay. Yep. So we'll be praying, and we'll be looking forward to when we have the opportunity to visit, man, and worship with y'all, man. That's really important for us that we stay connected, and we're going to do that. And we've been doing it, but we're going to definitely do that.
Amen.
So I'm just grateful that we have a friend. We have a friend in Chicago. So.
Amen. Amen. The same way we have a friend in Phoenix. That's
our
vacation spot, but we just waiting until all this thing just kind of pass a little bit more, and we certainly will be out west soon.
All right.
All right.
All right. Well, listen, you be blessed. Deacon Phil, see you.
Be blessed, y'all.
All right. Y'all be blessed now. All right. God bless each and every one of you.
Amen.
It's time to eat now. I got some chicken that I cooked yesterday.
Oh.
All right.
Praise God. Be blessed.
All right. Y'all have a great week now. Give my love to your wife.
Yes, we will. Thank God for you, and you all be blessed.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.